All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing?
Are you hunkering down? Because the weather is about to get frightful and everybody is scared that there's going to be street flooding and lots of rain and just a lot of stuff to worry about.
I saw a notification that said tornado watch. Is that true?
Hail. I've heard that.
Hail too?
Yep. I've heard all of that. Yeah, depending on where you're located. I'm sure the farm with the windbreak will be fine.
I kind of feel like after Harvey, a little street flooding is just like...
I'm with you.
Little bitch. It's like, really? After all we went through in Harvey, and you're going to get some street flooding? I ain't worried about that. And if your dumb ass drives through it, well, that's on you.
Well, and then on like Lisa's show this morning, they got a reporter that's showing that the fire truck's big old rescue boat
is ready to go.
The Amphicat like boat.
Not like you, because yours just got flooded. I'm saying if you drive through, if you've been in this town now for at least a year and you went through Harvey, And there's gonna be some street flooding today, and then you still drive through it. Well, I don't think they should let you have another car. You're just too stupid to have a car.
Then,
like, turn around, don't drown. Should just be turn around, don't be a dumbass.
Yep,
that would maybe hit home.
Then the dude that is the CEO of Lyft is out there on CBS this morning talking about the fact that...
Was it this morning that CBS This Morning was on? Or was it last night?
Well, you know, if there's reruns, it's
CBS
still this morning
tonight.
Saying that they're saying by 2022, all major cities should not have cars anymore. I mean, should not have car ownership anymore. It should all be... Of course, because that's good for your business.
Yeah.
But unless you live in, like, New York, where having your own car is just downright stupid. L.A., you can drive. Chicago, you can drive. Houston, you can drive.
And it's so spread out that I don't want to pay. Like, if I were to get, I remember when we were doing the Get Me, when that was a thing.
Yeah.
And I think, I want to say it was about $50 to get from the station to my house.
Yeah, you could.
Well, one way.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I'm not. No, you could take my car when you pry it from my cold, dead hands. I'm not giving up my car.
Plus,
$50 one way for one trip? I make 10 trips a day? I mean, a week?
Remember, like, for...
Just for work?
Well, for the Super Bowl party was one thing, but even for concerts and other events, and just for us getting to the George R. Brown and back, the lines, it makes you have to take time considerations like you are in New York.
Think about that. $50 a day. If I spent $50 one way, that's $100 a day, $500 a week, $2,000 a month that I would spend just to get in work and back.
Barely make that much in a month. I mean, dude, I could not handle that at all.
Dude, you know what kind of car you could buy for $2,000 a month?
Oh, yeah.
Shoot.
Plus, this is significantly cheaper than if you were
Mercy.
Yeah, and it's still cheaper than a cab, and it's still expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you think about it, in New York that just do nothing but cabs.
Tell that Lyft owner guy, he's an idiot.
Yeah, that's a lot. And then they send a limo for him because they send transportation for guests of the show. He turned it down so that he could take Lyft.
Oh.
That's a bit much.
Yeah, you're just being bougie.
Yeah,
you know, you're just being bougie.
That's just a bit much.
Yeah.
My sister, her engine blew out like four days ago.
That sucks.
That's not
But she works so close to work that it's literally a $5 trip from her apartment to work. I can handle that.
Yeah.
But $50, like you're saying, or even where I'm coming from, it's going to be about $25 for me. That's still expensive.
Because $5 one way. That's $10 a day. That's $50. That's $200 a month.
People spend that on food.
Yeah. And my car note ain't $200 a month. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's much cheaper. Now, you got to pay to get around. You got to pay to go to the grocery store. Unless you live somewhere like, you know, Midtown.
Or you got a scooter.
Or you got a scooter. No.
You got a scooter.
You're like, you know what? I just don't want to get any ass anymore. I'm going to get a scooter. I'm just going to forget it. I'm mailing it
in. You know, look, I got that. That's already checked off.
The scooter?
No, the ass.
Oh,
so therefore, I can drive a scooter and not worry about it.
That's true.
It's like I look at some of these videos I put on Sports Map. I'm like, I don't even care about my hair anymore. Nick's telling me I should poof it out and stuff. I look at it. It looks like someone took a big hairy dump on the side of my skull.
I didn't know it would
work.
I didn't know it would turn out like that way. I told him to go with the messy look. You know what I mean? Like the like they did back in the day.
So, wait a minute. Whoa. So you took style/fashion advice. Not even the fact that you took style/fashion advice from Nick. It's the fact that you took hair advice from a dude with no hair.
But the security lady at Toyota Center is asked, saying it's coming back.
That's like, oh my God, that lady just aggravated me. How's the hair? I don't know, woman. It's the same for the past three seasons.
The lady keeps asking how his hair is.
She asked you how your hair is?
She said, how's the hair?
Now, she's messing with you, obviously.
No, she was dead serious.
What, does she feel like it's going to make a comeback?
Obviously.
Nick's
like
meeting with the Rockets.
Like you've been hanging out with LeBron and all of a sudden you're just going to develop a new hairline?
I wanted the Rockets to get mad at me for that because that was just disrespectful.
So what's wrong with this lady? We need to pick on her.
Like she was totally serious.
No, like, but what's wrong with her? Is she like, is she missing an eye?
Or... No. Is the lady with the gray hair?
Because you can be like, how's the eye? Or, you know, like, is there something wrong with her?
Hair. She's a super nice lady until that day.
Is it the one that does the elevator?
Nope.
Oh. Is it the one in the media room?
No, it's the one literally in the administrative, like when you clear the security to pick up your credential.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one on the outside.
And your parking pass.
In that glass area.
Yes, that one. Right next to the little practice court.
Yeah. I know you're talking about.
Yeah.
You should just be like, look, lady.
Kinda, not too big. I saw it, but people don't understand what I was referring to there, but yeah.
You should just say, look, woman, my hair is not coming back, okay? Like your husband. It's not coming back.
Would you feel comfortable saying, how's the treadmill?
No.
I'm not going to go
He's
that
like,
far.
The Rockets are listening. Stop it.
I'm going to stop right there.
See, but people, man, you can't let people pick on you, Nick.
That's terrible.
That shows vulnerability. You got to fight back, even if you don't mean it.
It was one of those things where she was always so nice to me that when she did say it, I had no response. I'm like, all I said was like, I mean, it's the same as last week. I mean, it, you know, didn't change. That's all I said.
Still bald, lady.
Flabbergasted when it hit you because you weren't expecting it.
Yeah. I mean, there was another dude that was bald in the room and he just laughed. But I mean, that's all
I kind of wish I was bald. I wish all my hair would fall out.
No, that's not what you want.
I do. No, I absolutely do. Yes.
No, you do not.
I've told you before. I certainly do not.
I wish if I had a wish, it would, one, it would be to have more wishes. But then I want my hair to fall out. I want to be bald. I really do. Why do you think I cut it like
this? All you have to do is just go
just
zero.
Shave it off. Yeah. Get a tight shave on it.
But I still have to do that once a week. I want it to fall out so that I don't have to do anything. I just want to have a bald head. And then you just, I don't know, what do you do to a bald head? You just put some deodorant on it and then you're done? I don't know
turtle
how that
wax.
Works. Turtle wax?
Yep. Get that new
turtle
that
wax,
new car finish, that shine.
I don't take a blade to my skin yet, so I got a really good idea from John because I was always using clippers.
Yeah,
and John
that.
Said no, use the trimmer, and the trimmer is like a much closer, cut
tighter,
without.
Tighter. So you don't do the razor yet? You're not Michael Jordan yet?
Nope. My buddy Chris was like, dude, I got it down to a science. You do this, then you put the cream, and then after that, you do this. I'm like, nah, bro, I'm not doing
that. See, I always thought that LeBron, because he wanted to be so much like Jordan in so many ways, and I figured at some point, because his hairline was going the wrong way, that he, like Jordan, would just shave it all off bald. He went the other way and invested some money
in
some Miracle-Gro.
He had
grow.
Plugs put in.
One of my favorite memes is they have a picture of LeBron a few years ago where it's obvious that he's going bald and his hairline is about, you know, if you drew a line from, you could draw a line from one ear to the other with his hairline. And then, so it's got that picture. And then next to him, he's got like a nice, he's got bangs. And it says, what if I told you that the greatest comeback ever made didn't happen on the court? That's the best meme. Because it's like, bro, like we know. Like LeBron, you're not fooling anybody.
Yeah, that hairline was way back there.
That headband?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
man.
If he was in the army, he'd have to salute like
his
hand
had to
go like way back here. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
It went from the regulation headband to like a beach towel a couple years
ago. Well, not only that, but the way he had it, it was almost like, you know, when they have like a baby girl and they put the little bow in her hair?
Yep.
And it goes from ear to ear? That's almost what his headband was like. You might as well, you just put a bow on top.
It literally was a skull cap. They just cut the very back of it off. But the thing is, it's interesting you said that because for all he wants to be in terms of records and everything else like MJ, the one that really emulated even the speech pattern and everything of MJ was Kobe.
Yeah, Kobe totally.
Yeah, just, he would smack his lips the same way and pause the same way in press conferences. Like, at one point, I think a station in Chicago played their audio back to back, and you could just hear every little detail the way Kobe must have practiced it.
Wow, that's kind of creepy. I do that. I do that with Barry Warner.
He called you the ugliest face in radio again today.
Really?
Yep.
So we're going on a year. We're going on 13 months.
Yep. Same joke.
Same joke.
And you know why it came up?
Why?
Because I corrected him. Because I'm driving in, and I flipped over because Granato was in commercial. And he said that, because, you know, Wade Phillips is a guy we all know. But he's like, there's a guy from Houston that went to LSU, Booker, that's going to have a hell of a year for the Rams. It's Brocker. And then he said, and don't forget the defensive player of the year next to Ndamukong Suh is actually McDonald.
Ndamukong Suh?
It's Aaron Donald.
So not shocked.
I texted him all of this, and then Tyler texts me and says, hey, tell him this. I go, dude, I've already given him
you're the producer.
He's going to be so damn upset already that I've hammered him like 3 times in 5 minutes. I'm slowing down. I can't.
Who cares? He called me Shanana, so I don't care. My last name is Sharara, sir. It's three syllables.
He's hacked up Raheel's name, too.
It's three syllables. It's not that hard.
At least I know he won't screw up my first name.
So he comes back and says, in the middle of his diatribe of whatever he was talking about, football and other things, he stops to read my text, and he's
on air,
giddy that I'm listening, and he's promoting listening to our show, and he goes, Joel does his show with the ugliest face in radio.
Wait. Joel does his show?
That's what he said.
See?
But then he said, from that point on, he said the usual suspects, and he said you should. But then he
kept technically it is your show, because technically it's my show. It's Nick's show.
Well, yeah.
Because I'm like that. If I'm talking to somebody, I'll be like, yeah, you should come on my show.
Yeah.
Because it is. It's all of our show. I don't say our show, because then they don't know what I'm talking about.
But it's us saying it.
Yes.
As opposed to,
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
But then he also is like, he goes, so you should flip over to the FM side. And Tyler's like, you want to tell him that we're on the FM too right now? I'm like, nah, that's overload.
He forgot that he's no longer on AM. That's hilarious.
I love doing this on a ham radio. What? No, Barry, that's not. Who's going first? Back Wednesday.
I guess this songs? Is you, right?
Gary Numan?
Yeah.
Cars?
Songs from 1980.
Wannabe David sucks. Bowie?
Huh?
This guy's kind of a wannabe David Bowie, one-hit wonder.
But I dig this song, and it's a great year for music, and I know that we'll cover that.
I don't even have my list finished. You know why? Because there's no good songs in 1980.
At 4:08 p.m., Nick, there was still some good songs available yesterday.
God. Everybody was high on acid, and they thought they were listening to good music.
I'm not. I really cannot argue with Nick.
Why don't you don't like the 80s?
No, the 1980s. I bet you the year I was born had way better music.
What year were you born?
1983. And I bet you there was way better music.
We're going to check that out.
3 years made a difference? You know what? Next week, that's our theme. Songs from 1983.
Yeah,
by the way, shout out to Chris. Happy birthday, Chris.
Yeah, happy birthday, Chris.
He passed the test with flying colors. I'm not mad at him, but damn, the year you were born.
Stupid.
Music sucked.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, you know the number. 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. We're available throughout the show and after that, as a matter of fact. It's at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. It's a Way Back Wednesday, the year 1980. Nick, obviously a big fan. We'll be back with a whole lot more. ESPN 97.5. And Barry's clapping.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
At Saltgrass Steakhouse, small details make a big difference. One of those details is their signature steak seasoning. They put nothing but the highest quality spices from around the world on their certified Angus beef steaks. Best of all, there's no sugars and no preservatives, just a perfect blend of 7 savory spices to bring out the best flavor in their flame-grilled steaks. Come in and taste the big difference at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Macy's Easter sale has the best holiday styles.
I know, great savings, incredible specials.
Plus, an extra 20 or 15% off with our Macy's card or savings pass.
Love these dresses.
Designer suits for the guys.
And the best dressy looks for kids.
We even save on select Nike gear for everyone.
Plus, Star Rewards members have the chance to participate in Star Money Days. Store associates have all the details.
So many ways to save, we better get hoppin'. Get it?
Really?
Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Details at Macy's.com/StarMoney.
Hey, everybody. Rachel Ray here. Nothing brings a bigger smile to my face than cooking up a big meal for the whole family and lots of friends. But there's not enough room at my table for the 17 million kids in our country who struggle with hunger. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks collects surplus food to give hope to hungry kids. But they can't do it without your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
One day, Joel, Nick, and me, Barry Laminack, on The Usual Suspects, were talking about losing weight and getting in shape. One thing led to another, and we're happy to present to you the ESPN Weight Loss Challenge presented by C-Force Water. We're challenging the best and the biggest of Houston to get in shape with us. Tune in each week for updates on our competitors, special guest interviews, and weight loss tips to help you reach your goals. And even if you're not in, but you still want to get thin, check out all of our challenge sponsors, Houston Family Nutrition, Man Centers, Healthy Gourmet Your Way, and C-Force Water.
Hey, Lance Zierlein here from my buddy Craig DeSurf and my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. They have a vast selection of Chevrolets, most notably the 2018 Chevrolet Silverado, 1500 Crew Cab Texas Edition. Get started at the website lancezcars.com for the very best deals in Houston. Even Jose Altuve agrees.
This is Jose Altuve, All-Star and MVP. If you need a new vehicle, get down to Gulf Coast Chevrolet with GMC. Chevy, find new road.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 42424. That's F-O-R-C-E to 42424.
Join ESPN 97.5 and Biggio Sports Bar in celebrating our World Series champions this Saturday. The Commissioner's Trophy will stop by from 7 to 8 p.m. with photo opportunities available. Catch the Astros against the Rangers at 3:05, live on one of the famed 30-foot big screens. Enjoy signature offerings like Biggio's Ballpark Pretzel, the Biggio, and Biggio's Chicken and Waffles. Plus, ESPN 97.5 will be on site with plenty of prizes for fans. Biggio Sports Bar, 1777 Walker, inside the Marriott Marquis Houston.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, way back Wednesday. I think there was the Bee Gees first that everybody imitated with a falsetto voice, and then there was Christopher Cross.
Like, you're literally dancing too fast for this song.
No. Barry, please clarify.
Barry is.
Yeah. If you don't, you like yacht rock.
What? Yacht rock?
Yacht rock, whatever the hell it is. What did I say? Yacht rock?
Yacht rock.
Soft pork horn?
Yacht rock.
If you don't like yacht
it's
rock.
Like when you've got. You have soft pork horn.
Yeah, that.
When you haven't changed your underwear in a while, Nick, you have a tendency yacht to get rock. Yacht rock.
If you don't like yacht rock, you can go to hell.
God, we had Trey. We had Juggalo Trey swaying to this. I was like, Trey, sway, yeah. But sway slowly. And he was
Christopher Cross. I should have gone Ride Like the Wind.
You should have, but I don't know if that was the same year.
The song blows.
But, yeah, I think it was the same year.
Then you made a mistake.
Well, I still like this one though.
No, it's not a bad song.
No. It's a pretty bad song.
Depends
now,
on
this
the mood.
This
Nick.
Is a perfect example of people who are high on acid thinking this song was good.
Nick, how do you rate Blue?
On a scale of 1 to 10, an 11.
An 11.
Yep. Right.
So what you're saying is you're not a fan of 1980.
Yeah.
I think we've come to that conclusion.
I like
you're
like, yeah, not at all.
Yeah.
Really? So when you were looking at the selection, were you underwhelmed? I mean, you didn't recognize anything?
Well, he was not underwhelmed. He was pissed off.
I looked. I was searching, Googling, Wikipedia for about an hour.
Is it because we snatched up all the good stuff?
Yeah. Well, yep. You send it 8 minutes after the show yesterday.
I told you guys. After he hammered me and you accused me, and at 4:08, we got off the air at 4. 8 minutes later, his list was in.
I thought for sure you would be the first one, but obviously it was Barry.
That's right. If Nick walks by, he goes, "You got a gig tonight?" I was like, "No, just get my list in."
I was like, "What in the world?" Risking to stay in traffic for 8 songs.
Yeah, you're damn right. Because you know what? Look, Tracy Cali, whoever picked that song, fire.
No,
you guys, man.
No.
Every week I bring the noise. You just have no idea.
I thought Tracy knew what she was talking about.
No, don't forget that.
Red said, "Tell my boy, the producer Nick, to put some respect on 1980." No. Yeah,
negative.
You put some respect.
I am getting help
rock.
Now. I had 4 songs, and now I'm getting help from P. Crate and Tyler Scott, and now I might have a chance to complete the list.
Help or help?
Not to win, just to complete the list.
You can just go.
If you're
to
getting
like,
help from P. Crate, you got the loss, but at least you won't be an incomplete.
Well, he sent me a long list. Like it was a pretty good link. I didn't find this link.
He just pulled up his iPod and was like, "Well, let's see." No, don't worry, bro. All these are from 1980. That's all I have on my phone are songs from 1980. That's it. Like I don't have anything else. I may have snuck a 79 in there, but that's it.
You got Culture Club on there? Culture Club was just getting started back then, but it'd be great. I got some for you.
See, look, Ben said, "Let that play. Let that play."
It's a great song.
Yeah. Guys, man, I'm telling you.
What do you mean, you guys?
I get
like
no respect. No respect. Speaking of getting no respect, so yesterday on my way to work, I told you guys the story about how
the lady that was going
to
beat
about
your
how
ass.
Madea wanted to whoop my ass in traffic.
Yep.
Then after I go, I stop at the store to get some food. I stop at the grocery store, and it starts raining. And as I'm leaving HEB, there's this nice young man. And he's wearing a raincoat, and he has an umbrella. And there's a lady, I would say a soccer mom-ish lady. Maybe not soccer mom, 50s. Older lady in their 50s. And I'm walking out, and as I'm walking out, I see him talking to her. And next to me is a fairly attractive woman, I would say, in her 30s, wearing some banging-ass yoga pants. I'm not going to lie. The yoga pants were working. Okay?
Okay.
Now, we're both pushing our carts as we leave, and this other lady is standing there, and he has the umbrella, and all I see her say is, "No, thank you," and she walks off. And then he turns, as we're both, me and yoga pants lady, are walking out, and he goes, "Excuse me, ma'am, would you like me to walk you to your car with an umbrella?" And she goes, "Nah, I should be okay." And he goes, "Okay." And then he looks at me and walks off. That's sexist.
I would have done the same thing.
What?
Yeah.
Where's my offer? See, this is the problem in this world today.
Maybe if you were wearing yoga pants.
Sexism is real.
Uh-huh.
Maybe if you were wearing yoga pants,
who said
Barry,
I wasn't?
That's probably true. You probably do wear yoga pants on the daily.
Huh?
Is that what you do when you go grocery shopping?
I mean, maybe. It's a way to,
like,
you
really
know,
tight yoga pants?
Maybe.
You're still out of proportion. There's no way you pull off
yoga pants. Are you stealing a banana and 2 oranges? What'd you say?
He said, "You're so out of proportion."
Proportion.
I can't even say it. I'm laughing so.
Why do you think I'm?
You're so out of proportion.
You're the one that makes fun of yourself all the time about being fat.
No, I want to know why you think I'm disproportioned. What do you think I look like in yoga pants?
Usually, bigger people are not proportional.
Not Joe,
what do you think I look like a lollipop?
Damn. And you were taking shots at Joe George pretty bad the other day.
I'm mad at him, and he knows it.
Oh, because of the Bulls thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, you
that was a sorry game.
No. Well, yeah, we'll get to that. Whatever. You're acting like this is a sports talk show. Why do you think I look disproportionate in yoga pants?
I would never want to see you in yoga pants, ever. Why?
I'm going to second that.
You know what?
I don't want to see you in yoga pants either.
Well, both of you guys
and grown-ass men that wear...
Friday? I'm wearing yoga pants.
You better not.
And I'm going to walk up, put my balls right on you. Just walk right up to
you.
I
will sacrifice the comp day for working Goose Friday.
Stormy Daniels joke now because they're talking balls again.
I will touch you.
You will not.
With my yoga pants.
Why do grown men still wear tights with no shorts over them?
See, I usually don't see that unless I'm at the gym. Do you see that in public?
Yeah, at a Randall's shopping.
See, I don't see that.
So I have some, I don't know if they're tights, but
can you breathe? I mean, are they smuggling your boys or do you got a little room?
Yeah.
If they're crushing your grapes, then they're tights.
Well, but they're for running. They're for working.
But they just don't want to call them tights, but they're tights.
Consumption.
But they have zippers at the bottom.
Doesn't make them tights.
So you can like zip and unzip so that they kind of like, almost like, you remember some of the sweatpants that'll have the zippers
like
on the side?
Like Raheel sweatpants.
Yeah, but they're tight. They're like yoga pants tight.
No, I can't
do that. So hot in those.
No.
So hot.
This is so disturbing. This whole conversation is disturbing.
To go back to the topic that just was brought up again,
Nick,
because your balls are so big, they misconstrue it as being your Jimmy, and then you can wear yoga pants.
And then can you tell that one is bigger than the other when you wear your yoga pants?
Yeah.
All I'm saying is if you saw me in my yoga pants, you would want to hit this.
Yeah, I'm going to throw it.
You would want to hit this. Nick. I'm just telling you.
With a haymaker, not with
I'm just telling you. I'm pretty hot in my tights. I'm just, I mean, it's the gift that keeps on giving. Anyways, I was a victim of sexism.
Disproportionate big balls?
Yeah. I mean, I think they're all, everybody's is one's bigger than the other.
We used to laugh.
Let's not get back on this three 4 hours.
Yeah, we're going to get everybody on another.
Well, it was one person. Everybody. I got a tweet last night that was like, dude, when y'all started talking about balls, that was the funniest thing I've ever heard
and
on radio.
And the fact that unsolicited, we had anonymous wife call in, which was classic.
Oh,
was
I hope she
stuff.
Measures and calls back, by the way. I really do. I really
literally,
hope
literally, if you got a 6-inch Subway sandwich between your legs, you ain't walking straight.
Congrats.
But literally, Nick, you mentioned in the gym, because anywhere, it's not acceptable. Like, if you're riding
you.
A bike, if
I'm
you're, like,
you.
Doing the MS-150, I get it, right? But those have pads in them anyway. But otherwise, put shorts over the tights.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. Like, if I ever hung out with Barry and he wore his yoga pants, I would tell him to go change.
He's going
to
tackle you.
Just sounded
you.
Like Gilbert.
He's going to, like, wrestle
those
you.
Have pads in them anyway? That sounded just like Gilbert. Almost. I thought you were doing an impression.
Anyways, if you have yoga pants on and you tackle me, anyways, I'm taking my bike and I'm leaving anyways. I'm not doing it anyways.
So, I don't know. I mean, you guys have buried the lead on this, but I was a victim of sexism because... Is it? Look, I will.
He did the right thing. You're a man. Walk to the car.
I mean, there are certain things that I will say that guys, in my opinion, and listen, I'll go intern training and say, not that there's anything wrong with that, but I just don't think dudes should share an umbrella. That's just that I get it. But you could have walked next to me and held it.
I would have said, hey, dude, here's the umbrella. When you're done, bring it back.
See, what was wrong with that? Why couldn't I get that?
People aren't that smart.
Sexist.
Really smart.
Shame on you, HEB. I'm going to start a hashtag.
Why are you throwing shade at HEB?
Because it was the worker that worked at HEB.
Oh, it was an employee. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't just some rando dude.
That was really weird, yeah.
No, it was an HEB employee offering to walk people to their car because it was raining with an umbrella.
But if he felt uncomfortable or whatever, just hand him. Should have handed the umbrella
exactly.
And said, bring it back.
Exactly. So then as we were walking out, we happened to be on the same aisle as well. And we got about 10 steps into the parking lot. And I looked at her and go, well, he didn't ask me. She goes, yeah, and just kept walking. I was like, all right, well, that didn't work. Whatever. I don't care. Stupid.
I'm okay with this song because it has a little country.
This is the built-in L. This is Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, your list sucks so far.
Not to do the things I've done.
My grandma loved this song.
This is a great song. Dude, as a kid, I loved Kenny Rogers. Coward of the County, Lucille.
You loved you some Islands in the Stream.
Yes.
Too, huh? With Dolly.
Yes.
You're terrible. Your list sucks.
Oh, Kenny Rogers was the jam back in 1980.
Yeah, go cruising
you have
with
no
your
idea.
Windows down blaring this.
Yeah, I will. I don't care.
I know the feeling. I had the dump clump in the video.
Yeah.
Jerry, Vernon, hang tight. We're going to be with you with Jerry. Wanting to talk about Barry's yoga pants. I can't wait for that. All right, half hour into the big show. Don't go anywhere. It is a Way Back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects. Right here on ESPN 97.5.
There was three of them. Tommy opened up the door.
I hear that.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save.
Right now at Advanced, tax season savings are in full swing. Get 30% off any oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of premium oil from Castrol, Mobil, Valvoline, or Pennzoil, starting as low as $21.99. Only at Advanced or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advanced Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer.
Hey, dude, did you know that since Q57 is home of the Houston Dynamo, you can watch the games anywhere?
Well, no Sherlock. We're at a sports bar right now. They always have the game on.
No, I mean anywhere.
What just happened? Are we in outer space right now?
Yeah, I said anywhere. Guys, I think that alien's wearing a Dynamo jersey.
Catch the Houston Dynamo all season long on Channel 57 or 653 if you have Xfinity. Check Cube57.com for game times.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card, but don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 999 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 999.
At CVS Pharmacy at Target, we put a little extra heart into everything we do, like actively looking to save you money. Generics, 90-day refills, even rewards. Get a $5 Target coupon for every 10 prescriptions. On your next Target run, stop by CVS Pharmacy. We're the place with the big heart. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other restrictions apply. See cvs.com/extracare-target or the pharmacy for details. CVS Pharmacy at Target. Health is everything.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Good news, gentlemen. The Houston Open is back for another year of nonstop PGA Tour action. And right now, I say, you can win a pair of tickets to see this impressive field of competitors at this can't-miss event. Now, the tickets that you'll win are good for any one day this week. It's your choice. You pick the day. It's going to be held, obviously, at the Golf Club of Houston. If you can't get enough, if you need more tickets, tickets are available for purchase. Log on to HoustonOpen.org and get yours today. Caller number 10 to 713-780-3776. That's 713-780-3776. Caller number 10, you will win Houston Open tickets. Good
luck. Go tomorrow because we'll be there.
Yeah, come tomorrow and hang out.
I like this song. This is a good song.
Thank you.
I have to depend on Joel to make sure it's actually from 1980.
It is.
Otherwise, I'll get my Google fingers working.
No, it's 1980.
Why you gotta depend on me?
Because you're the one. You're alive. I wasn't.
We both were. But we also
I mean,
verify,
I was six.
We verify our stuff.
Yeah, we do our research.
Okay. Better have
my wife does too. My wife wanted to get in on this last night.
Yeah.
So she was in the bedroom with Tay, and I'm in the kitchen, and I'm like, I got to finish up this list. She's like, I want to help. And she'd come out and she'd go, hey, what about? And I'd go, no, Barry got it already. She'd go, that, and go right back in the bedroom. She's like, I'm like, Lisa, I already turned the list in. Just stop trying. It's over.
Did you tell her, well, now I know what they feel like every week when I fire my list off an hour two of the Tuesday show?
I did not.
Well, you should have.
Nope.
The one time I did it, y'all shot the idea down. The one time I submitted the list on time, you're like, nope, we're not doing that.
Well, look, is it our fault that we're one step ahead of you?
Okay.
I mean, look, somebody said, who sang Lady better, Lionel Richie or Kenny Rogers? Later.
Yeah, I know the song. I think Lionel Richie did.
Yeah. I think they're both unique. I like both versions.
I like the... Lady.
Oh.
You bring me up. I'm down.
I vote Nick wins because he's right. There's no good music from 1980.
Thank you.
That's stupid.
I vote to mute you.
No grown man should say he looks good in yoga pants. Do better, Barry. That's from JJ.
Fact.
It is a fact that I look good in yoga pants.
No, no.
It's a fact, guys, and I'm glad you both just admitted it. Thank you very much.
No man should be wearing yoga pants.
That's what I thought he was saying.
It's a fact that I look good in them.
Oh.
Why do I feel like Raheel's going to come busting in here because he loves wearing yoga pants?
Somebody said, why would they tell you just bring the umbrella back? What the hell's the point? You're going to have to walk back to the car without one.
Not true. You take the umbrella to the car
and then drive up
the car
and then make them come
under
get
the
it.
Awning and hand it back.
Yeah,
to the dude.
Do better, Texter guy. Ooh, shots fired.
You want to talk about your boy Frankie Quinones?
Yeah, just one second, though. I'm going to get through these texts.
There's more.
The black delegation has eliminated Joel from this way back Wednesday. Sorry, but it sucks.
How do you figure? Did you post the list?
No, not yet. So I don't know.
How does he know?
They think that my list is yours.
Yeah. So take that back, too. Delegation.
Black delegation.
Redelegate. They black just, delegation.
They hate you. I mean, let's be real.
Well, that's, you know they what? Just, it's your not list, the first time.
Your list sucks.
No, it doesn't. Not after Kenny Rogers. Nick might have a shot to beat you after that.
Nope. Not going
to
happen.
I'm sorry. Nick Creighton might have a shot to beat you after that.
Yeah, well. He's,
is there a hyphen in it, Nick? Nick Creighton Scott?
Ooh.
Not nice.
Your list with Nick, well, Patrick Tyler Creighton
is,
and Tyler
Tyler's sending me songs that he thought it was from the 80s. So, no, just it's no. from the year 1980. He didn't yeah. know, so.
Yeah. So you're back to square
like
one.
He sent Electric Avenue. I was like, yes! No. I used to play that song all the time on Houston Game Day.
That's right.
But no, it's from like 1983 or 86 or something like that.
Yeah, I know. You get into one word. As speaking of, you brought him up. Frankie Quinones will be joining our show 3:30 today. He's in town for one night only at the Houston Improv. He'll be there tonight. And now, some of you out there are probably listening going, who's Frankie Quinones? It may register more if I told you he was Cholo Fit. He's Creeper from Cholo Fit, which he's an internet sensation. It's taken over. Dude's hilarious. He also does a character called Juanita Carmelita, who sings a song called So Spicy, and she talks about her kitty cat, and it's so spicy.
Yeah, if you ever saw that video, here's a little clip, just a little small
make sure
clip.
It don't curse.
No, it's not. It's
okay.
Not.
Hey, we all know there's a lot of cholo workout videos out there, but this one is going to have you like, damn, homie, that's what's up, you know?
He's great. He's really
in
great.
Studio?
Yeah, he's going to be in right. studio. I don't think he's coming as Creeper from Cholo Fit or Juanita Carmelita. He's just coming as Frankie.
Wearing yoga pants?
No.
Okay.
But he does wear tights, I believe, when he's Juanita Carmelita on stage. But he's hilarious. It's not just the characters that are funny. His stand-up is actually funny, too. So I worked with him in San Antonio. So when I saw he was in town, I was like, bro, you got to come in and do the show and hang out for a segment and chit-chat because I'm sure there are a ton of Creeper, a.k.a. Cholo Fit fans here in Houston. So he'll be joining us at 3:30.
Bad news, by the way.
Oh, no. What?
Nick, we talked about this with Mario Elie this week. Rudy Tomjanovich said he just got a call from the Hall of Fame to say he was not elected this year.
Ooh. That sucks.
That sucks. Because I think, you know, Rudy
should be it.
Really should be yep. in it. And the overall body of work, player and coach, and what he did with the Olympic team winning the gold with all of the non-NBA players was a hell of an achievement. So that's not good.
And Mario Elie was saying he was the reason, or at least a pioneer in the stretch four. He was the he started
Robert
it.
Robert Ory. Yep.
Robert
Don
Ory.
Nelson started it with Paul Pressey, and then Rudy really took it to another level with the three-point shot.
I mean, when you look at the man, he coached two world championship teams. He was a hell of a basketball player.
He got punched in
the face. Before Washington, Kermit Washington cut his career short. Like you said, a pioneer with a stretch four. There's no reason that he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Rudy T's offense today would be more successful and better than it was back in that day.
If you ran Rudy T's offense on this Houston Rocket team with the stretch fours that they have and their ability to make the 3-point shot, I'm not going to say that they would be as prolific. They would still be holding their own in today's NBA.
Now, it helps that you have an Elijah one, but at the same time, if you have any low post presence at all, and then you spread the floor with shooters like that, Kevin Love and Rudy T's offense would be even better.
Yeah,
in knocking down threes.
A guy that has the vision to be able to see where the double team is coming from, because that was it. It was basically getting the ball. Kenny Smith's job was to figure out how to get the entry pass into Olajuwon. And then he had to run. He would go back to the three-point line, and everybody else was set up. And Olajuwon's job was to look for the double team. Yep. And wherever the double team came from was where he passed it to. And if the double team didn't come, he did his thing.
Yeah, so you spread the floor, you head to the open spot after you make the entry pass, and then you spray the entire three-point line with shooters.
Yep.
And when you had Matt Bullard at 7 foot making threes, and you had, you know, Robert Horry at 6'11 making threes, and then you had all the guards and the forwards that could make shots, it was a dynamic offense that when you think about all the hand checks and things they got away with back then that you can't do now, it would be even more successful.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Rudy T.
We got to go to break.
Should we take one of them?
Damn it. Yeah, let's do it real quick.
Let's just do Vernon and save Jerry.
Yeah, Vernon's been holding a while.
Yeah.
Let's take Vernon's call.
Vernon, what's up?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing, man?
What's up?
Hey, I just want to say 1967 was the worst year in music. It was so bad, even James Brown took some time off in the late 1960s and reemerged in the 1970s. 67 was bad.
All right, we're going to look it up.
1980.
Okay, we're going to look it up. I'm going to see what are the options, and we'll discuss it as we go through the show today. Appreciate the call, Vernon.
Thanks, Vernon. Yeah. All right, Jerry is still on hold. We're going to get to him after this break, and we're going to continue to roll on. So hopefully you stay with us. We got more tickets to give away for the Houston Open, too. And by the way, we're going to be out there tomorrow. So our basically the whole lineup, I don't know if the Blitz is, but I know that John and Raheel and Dell and Lance and Barry and myself, we're all going to be out there. So hang in there, get you some tickets. We'll have fun tomorrow, and then you can enjoy some golf the rest of the weekend. Don't go anywhere. It's more of the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Another one bites the dust, and another one gone,
and another one gone. Another one buys the dust.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
It's time to take your game to the next level, and Prime Social is the answer. A comfortable upscale setting to kick back, enjoy fine affordable dining, a full-service bar, and the best gaming in town. Prime Social features chess, backgammon, other games, and yes, the hottest game in town, poker. 20 tables, 29 televisions, a relaxed, safe environment for gaming entertainment. Prime Social. 7801 Westheimer, just west of Voss. Visit us and like our Facebook page as well as PrimeSocialTX.com. Stop by today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 42424. That's FORCE to 42424.
Wanted dead or alive for a reward of $10,000 for the Wicked Hunter of the West.
I got your bounty. Now let's talk this reward. Instead of the $10,000, I want that non-quesadilla from Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen.
Wait, you sure?
Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, a fusion between both Southern comfort and Indian food. Mention ESPN 97.5 to get 20% off the non-quesadillas. Find out more on Facebook at CNI 713.
Things that were just meant to go together. Peanut butter and chocolate. Friends and barbecues.
Ah, yes, the Ford F-Series truck and Anderson Ford in Cleveland. Add Truck Month to that equation, and now you're getting the very best of all worlds. And right now at Anderson Ford, we're taking thousands off MSRP on every F-Series on the lot during Ford Truck Month. That's right. When we say we're the home of the honest pricing, we mean it. Our discounts are true discounts, with no hidden fees or gimmicks, ever. You simply save like never before on America's best-selling and hardest-working trucks, cars, and SUVs. Remember, if you want to spend more, that's your business. But if you're ready to save more, that's ours. Come experience the Anderson difference, where it's all about higher standards, lower prices, and good people. Anderson Ford, 3944 U.S. Highway 59 South in Cleveland, and online at andersonford.info.
Whether it's the classroom or the boardroom, you always want to be on top of your game. That's why you need to take Mental Bright. Mental Bright is a brain supplement that helps improve your memory, focus, and overall cognitive functions. Its unique blend of essential nutrients from natural ingredients will have you feeling better and operating at your fullest potential. So if you're ready to turn those sluggish days into productive ones, try Mental Bright absolutely risk-free by visiting mentalbright.com. That's mentalbright.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We'll get back to Way Back Wednesday next break. Nick had to get back to just music we play normally to save from the suckiness.
Yeah, I play this song all the time. Seriously. But it's funny to me you never dance to it unless it's your song that you picked on Way Back Wednesday.
No, I'm only dancing to it because I'm in a good mood today.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. I mean, I danced to Sailing by Christopher Cross.
You did
how?
Do that.
I don't know how you did that.
Just very carefully. Just very
sway.
Sexually.
Just sway.
I was oozing sex.
Okay.
Oozing it.
Are we going to get to Jerry? Because I don't want to forget about it.
Yes. Let's take Jerry's call.
Jerry!
Hey, y'all.
What's up, Jerry?
Oh, God.
You guys have me on wait so long that my multiple personality syndrome kicked in. I'm not mobile as Jerry. Don't even talk to me like that. Hey, yo, Barry, I'm proud of you walking up in there with them yoga pants, going up there with your Lululemon, with your leg warmers on. You show them boys what you're all about. And Nick Sciarra, you just jealous because you weren't even around for that music in 1980.
That's
you
right.
You were just a little stain in your daddy's teeth probably back then. Excuse me for this.
I was swimming around, yeah.
Oh, Jerry, you're a wild man, Jerry.
Hey, listen, you know what? I live in the power lines as a child. It's not my fault. I'll talk to y'all later. Peace out.
Jerry's wild, dude.
Love Jerry.
Oh.
Good call, as always,
yeah,
from Jerry.
That's great. He's trying to kick off another accent Wednesday.
People have been, like, you said it right,
so
though.
Bad.
We just, that organically came up one day and really just took off. But it was good. It was funny.
Yeah.
So other news of the day, as we're searching around before we get to that debacle that happened, it was a positive debacle last night at Toyota Center. Isaiah Thomas is having hip surgery again, only this time they say it's arthroscopic. Interesting because we knew he wasn't the same player. Steven Jackson, after getting into that whole Spurs mess that we had the other day where he was ripping Tony Parker and ripping the Spurs.
Right, right.
He now says that the Boston Celtics ruined Isaiah Thomas by forcing him to play on that hip when he was a Celtic and that he'll never be the same.
Oh, did they?
Yep. Steven Jackson said that.
So
he's really trying to make a mark in his first week on Fox.
Boy, he is just spraying it everywhere, isn't he?
Out. Yeah. And he's taking pictures indoors with sunglasses on with, like, guests on the show. That's just a bad. But yeah, I mean, he said that. Look, I mean, you're never going to know what the whole back and forth was, but I think Isaiah Thomas is a team player and knew that the Celtics were nothing without him and tried to grind it out. You think about all that he endured that year with the death of his sister, and he still played and had, what, 54 points and, you know, and did everything to try and keep his team in that series against the Cavs. And look, he had a hell of a year, but I don't know who, if you're going to place blame and fault that because he toughed it out during that season that he, you know, he screwed himself up for the rest of his career. You'd hope that's not the case.
Well, it's one of those things, if you look at his career, if you look at his numbers, I mean, Isaiah Thomas, I've always said, I feel like the 1 year was the exception and not the norm when you look at his body of work. So 2015, 2016, he averaged 22 a game. And then the following year, he averaged 28, and then he was gone. And he this year, he's averaging 15. I mean, before that, it was 19, 15. It wasn't the same. And I, to me, that was the exception, not the norm. So to say that he got ruined, I don't know if that's necessarily fair. Maybe you stunted his growth or whatever, but this is a guy who put up 15 points in Phoenix. In 2014, he averaged 16 points a game.
But you think about a guy that's constantly beating the odds. He was the last. He was the
okay, but Mr. that doesn't mean he got ruined.
No, but I'm saying then he's got this hip issue, and we don't know. We're not doctors. We don't know that if you would have had the surgery immediately, if it would have had a more positive influence on his recovery.
Right.
Then, you know, I'm sure doctors gave him the scenarios and said, look, if you're smart, the first thing you ask is, how much further damage could I do by playing on it the rest of the year before I have surgery?
And you honestly think that at that time that the Celtics were thinking, well, he's not going to be around. We're going to get rid of him. I mean, is that possible that that was the case?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so why would they?
I'm not the one saying it.
So I know, but why would they? That's what I'm saying. I don't believe this because then why would they damage a guy that at the time they probably were thinking is there
going to be our franchise?
Exactly. Why would you want to damage that? Now, you know, if he got bad information or the doctor was an idiot, you can't help that. That doesn't mean the Celtics did it. It just means that they have a doctor on staff that probably shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But I don't know that if he was implying it was intentional or anything like that. That doesn't make much sense.
But again, it's doing exactly what we just did, and that is it's getting the kind of the run that he wanted, I'm sure, because he's left ESPN being Steven Jackson.
Yeah.
And now he's on Fox, and so he's getting some run on.
Did y'all watch the game last night? Nick, you went to this.
I thought you weren't going.
Well, I was kind of on the fence, remember? And then I ended up going because I was already planning on it, and yeah, it was just an awful game. I mean, Chris Paul didn't play much in the second half, and the Bulls suck.
Did you regret going?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
But it was just a tough watch. The first half was actually not as bad as you would think. The second half really sucked.
I mean, Chicago scored 16 points in the second quarter.
Yeah,
that's bad.
Yeah, man. I mean, look.
18 in the third.
I told y'all that they're intentionally tanking without getting penalized for it.
I do like the Laurie.
Laurie Markkanen can play.
That guy can hoop.
Yep.
I like the way he's
only 20. He made 6 of his first 7 shots. Without him, it downright could have been a skunk.
Yeah, I mean, didn't realize he was 20. Didn't realize he was a 7-footer. Yep. And can move the way he does.
Arizona.
Their starters scored outside of Markkanen. Their starters scored 13 points combined. The other four starters. The other four starters.
Chris Dunn was out.
Scored 13 points.
Zach LaVine was out, the former dunk.
Yeah, but
champ.
The bench, I mean, Portis, Vonleh, Valentine, these guys, 11, 10, 12. Kilpatrick scored 12.
A fine, but they got a warning because they took Robin Lopez and they took another veteran. I forget which other veteran on their roster.
And
started making them healthy scratches from multiple games. And the NBA just said, look, we've already had this new rule about tanking, and you're tanking.
Yeah. They just look. I mean, at one point they were talking about how if you're on a team that's bad defensively, it can make things worse. And they look lost. It looked like varsity versus junior varsity. It didn't look like that was an NBA team. And like you guys said, outside of Markkanen, it really wasn't. I mean, there's not a lot of guys you looked at that hit the floor that you're like,
what
yeah.
Great move by the Rockets. Because you had to see this coming and know not only do you rest guys that need the rest, like Harden and Capella, and you get a little extra rest for Luke, but the bigger thing is now you're off till Friday. So you really gain
smart
4 or 5, 4.5 days of rest for your guys, which is vital, and it's hyper important for the teams going into the playoffs to get healthy. It's what we've been talking about. It's what you wrote about on SportsMap, and that's the biggest thing. Huge stretch right there that they're gaining days on of recovery time, which is fantastic.
And you had Joe Johnson and Ryan Anderson, who, you know, Anderson missed quite a bit of time, and he got to get some extended, you know, minutes. He played 23. Joe Johnson played 29.
How'd he shoot? Yeah, I was just asking. He might need more of those extended minutes.
I was really disappointed that Joe Chi didn't get a single basket.
I really wanted
a three-pointer.
I did too.
I thought they were going to get him.
Let me tell you, every game, like when I went, because I was at the, what game did I go to? They were just as terrible.
Against the Hawks.
Yeah, the Hawks. And the Rowdies were like, we want Joe Chi. We want Joe. Like they were chanting for the dude. When he came in, they went nuts. The whole place went nuts.
But they initially tried to get him the ball, and then after that, they stopped passing.
That's what I was saying. I thought that they were going to keep going to him until he finally got a bucket.
I love that. I don't know, was it Clyde or whoever was on the broadcast when he had an open look at a three and he passed. And somebody was like, dude, you're 7'1". Nobody's blocking that. Shoot it. It's like, yeah, man, give the people what they want.
No, I think Bull said that, three. And then Clyde went, ho, 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 but my buddy trains Joe Chi for the Rockets.
Oh, yeah?
And another buddy of mine that I play hoops with actually goes and volunteers to, like, work him out. They said his shooting range and his touch
it's
at
good.
7'1 is fantastic.
I see him shoot all the time. The problem is when he's on the floor, you can tell he's nervous.
Yeah.
They pass him the ball. He
doesn't trust himself
yet.
Yeah.
You know, but that's a part because he's not getting much minutes.
He had
Dan Lange syndrome.
They fed him the ball down low, and he's posting up. I'm like, that's not – what are you doing?
Yeah.
Don't post up.
He'll get over it, though, unlike Dan Lange. Dan Lange, Nick, was a guy that was drafted by the Mavs, and the Rockets traded Eduardo Nájera, who ended up to be a really good NBA player, for Dan Lange. Dan Lange, in practice, beat their ass. Dunks. Threes, all world. Charles used to say, this dude is so incredible, and when the bright lights go on, his grapes shrink and he goes away. He freaked out every time there was a game, but in practice, he was a killer.
Is it just the amount of people, I guess, in the, spotlight? I guess some people just don't handle it well.
He went to Vanderbilt, and he didn't play in a really big gym or a big environment, and I guess it just got to be big time for him. It freaked him out.
Well, after the win, they're 6.5 up on the Warriors now.
The Warriors lost.
I mean, it's been over. The magic number is 2.
And we said that.
With 7 games left.
Now, Durant's coming back Thursday.
And that's a combo of wins and losses.
Yeah.
No, so, yeah.
So, Durant's coming back Thursday. Mm-hmm. Draymond is supposed to already be ready to come back. I haven't heard anything on Klay Thompson, and we all know that it's up in the air on Curry. But we'll see if it's going to end up being the plan that comes together for Steve Kerr. But I still question how he thinks that team could beat anyone in a 7-game series without Steph Curry, simply because as good as Durant is, that team goes as Steph goes. And as it gets deeper into the playoffs and you get better teams, you can't tell me without Steph Curry that that team is the same team.
It's not necessarily the same team, but I think that their big three, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but their big three can still give people issues.
Oh, sure.
It doesn't make them untouchable, but they're going to be more vulnerable if Steph Curry's out for the playoffs.
They're close.
Absolutely. And the deeper they get, the more vulnerable they will be against the better teams. Yeah. If they make it to the finals and they have to play LeBron, yes, they're going to be vulnerable without Steph Curry. But still, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green and Klay Thompson. That's a hell of a big three.
I agree with him in the first 2 rounds of the playoffs, but I don't think you take on a Rockets team without Steph Curry and think that you're going to win a 7-game series and beat the Rockets 4 times without Steph Curry.
I would agree with that. So, it's certainly at a disadvantage.
Speaking of the Rockets, they obviously are heading to the playoffs with the number 1 seed, best overall record, as we know. And with Chris Paul in tow, you know that this team's going to be good for the next couple years. They're now selling season tickets, and they've got a deal they've never offered before on club seats. For club seats only, you can get 3 years season tickets guaranteed, no increases in the prices per year. So one price, 3 years, locked in. That's a deal they've never done before, and you can get it right now. And on top of that, if you buy now, you will get priority for this year's playoff tickets. You know that there's a high demand for these playoff tickets. Everybody's going to want them because they know that it's going to be something to see as the Rockets get on this run trying to win a championship. You can get priority for playoff tickets and get tickets when no one else can. It's a great deal. Check it out, rockets.com, 713-627-DUNK. A ticket rep will get with you and also show you that if you don't want to go on the club level, you can still get individual season tickets in other price levels. You can't lock in for 3 years, but you can still get them, and they're available now. Get them before they're gone. The 18-19 season is going to be really, really good. You know, if this one was great, you can't wait till next season. It's going to be fun, and it's the first time ever they're offering these kind of deals on three-year plans in the club level. But overall, season tickets are on sale. Three seasons, one special price for the club tickets, and you get playoff priority. Check it out, rockets.com or 713-627-DUNK.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.